This is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and anything else you celebrate this month on our first December edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be set up to stream the shows. And golly, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Lots of great stories, videos, all that good stuff. No alerts this week, but just good stuff this week, so check it out. And golly, it is first Sunday of December. That means Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Before we get back to that, I just want to say that we did have a wonderful time dancing to the Jingle Cats. And I have to say, I hope you can turn my volume off so you don't have to listen to me trying to meow and howl along with the dogs. But I think we were both doing that, and we kind of cracked ourselves up. So we were laughing. It's a whole different world if you try to sing dog and cat language on the Christmas carols. Anyway, we had a good time. I hope you did too. It is time to chat with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And as we often do, we normally talk with Chief Cook and Bottle Washer and founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, Laura Cook. We think Laura's out feeding the homeless dogs. And so we are talking to Laura's right-hand gal here, and that would be Amanda. Good morning, Amanda, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice again. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
All right. So is it a busy time of year for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program right now?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. It's constant. We've got a lot of animals that needed to go to the vet. We had some exciting things happen. We were part of the invitation. We got invited to the Subaru I Love Pets adoption event, and that was super exciting.
Let's hear it for Subaru. You know, anybody that sponsors Adopt Animals events is good in my book.
Right? It was wonderful. I didn't even know they had that program until we were there, and it was really lovely, and the animals, you know, really enjoyed it. They got to spend time with people. People got really acquainted with our program and what we do. It was amazing. So we were super excited about that.
Well, speaking of that,
car or truck. So we
We have got to do that. But speaking of helping people understand what you guys do, assuming that there's somebody tuning in that hasn't heard us chat before, tell us about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. What is it that you guys do?
Well, my favorite way of saying it is that we help keep families together. Pets are part of the family unit. And many times when people are in poverty, they will do what they try, you know, do their best to care for that animal. What we want to do is make it easier for them to keep that member of their family, keep that member of their family fed and with medical care, and provide the support they need. So that's one less thing, right, to worry about while they get better and sit and wait until, you know, there's resources available. And so go ahead.
Well, I was just, you know, thinking that, you know, a lot of people won't do things to help themselves. But when they know it will help their animals, they're more willing to do those sorts of things. And so I think there's another reason
there's a motivating factor there, though, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, that I think that it's so worth supporting these homeless animals and making it easier for them to stay with their human families and so forth. Because as long as they're part of that human family, I think it makes them more motivated to want to improve their living situations, if not for themselves, but for their beloved animals.
So I think it makes sense to support them.
They want to do the best thing they can for their animals.
Yeah, yeah. And so you help with that.
Yes, we do.
Now,
we are also looking as well. This is the time of year that we also provide some support to the humans involved as well. And so we are asking for blankets and socks and the things that help people stay alive out there as well.
Yeah, because you've got to keep everybody warm. And gosh, I really, really have great empathy for those that have to live outdoors. You know, I found out in just in this last year alone, we had extremes both ends. I mean, last winter we had low temperatures and big snow, and I was without power for a long time without a working pellet stove to stay warm. And then this summer we had the incredible heat wave. And that was miserable. So I learned that I'm a wimp. I don't handle hot heat well. I don't handle cold well. I literally cannot imagine what that would be like, Amanda, to have to live in that situation.
Well, unfortunately, we are seeing a significant rise in seniors that are out
really?
There.
Really? Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
And so a lot of times these are people that have never had to go through these extremes in temperature, and all of us are new to these new extremes in temperature. And so we are seeing more people that are vulnerable and not having the resources to help. So it's not people that don't want to, there's just no options, you know, if they're on SSI or whatever.
Well, that's interesting though, Amanda. I mean, you literally, you're a noticeable difference in the increase of seniors on the street homeless. That's just disturbing to me.
As a matter of fact, I went out I also we're always like, regardless of Seattle Dogs or on our own, we'll go out there and do what needs to happen. So I was taking blankets up to an encampment here in West Seattle. And I only met with a guy. He's like, I'm from Shreveport, but there's a lady here. He's like, she's a senior, and he goes, and she's not on drugs. She's not on alcohol. I don't know why she's out here, but she's all by herself. And he was really concerned. And so I left the blankets, but that's one situation in hundreds. So, you know, there's really, you know, I wish I could go grab her and say, here's a place you will be safe, but I don't have that capability. All I can do is take a blanket and be like, you are loved from afar. Like, there are people that really care that you're out here, and there are people that really care about your existence. And that's also how we deal with the dogs. Sometimes it just matters to be that person that keeps somebody alive until resources are reached. Sometimes it's not the person cannot do anything to change their situation. I would not expect somebody who is 70 years old to all of a sudden, with no address, no phone, and no, you know, they may have skills, but they're going to need a couple showers and an address and an email address to be able to apply for any job anyway. And I don't know.
No, I'm sure it's a very frustrating situation. But, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, I've just been so impressed with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Now, we often are talking with the founder, Laura Cook. And what impressed me most about Laura to begin with was that she and her family were homeless for some time. And so she knows what it's like to be on the street in that situation. And she was able to elevate her family and get out of that situation. But instead of taking her dolls and dishes and moving on, she's paying it backwards and forwards and inside out and upside down and backwards to help these homeless people and the animals that love them and that they love and help keep them going. And then I hear when we connect with you, Amanda, you're like Laura too, that you were homeless
Laura helped
you.
Helped me and my dog. Yeah, and me and Rowan.
But then you didn't take your dolls and dishes and move on either. You are helping Laura with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Laura is one of my best friends. We have developed a friendship, and she is family to me. It's, you know, I think that, you know, there is something to be said for trauma bonding, but you can't just pack it up and go away. you know that you're not the only one like you, that the mm-hmm. view that most people have is a stereotype. So you know, like being out there, I know that there are people like me, there are people, you know, and you understand the depths. And I think that that's what keeps us going out there, is just understanding the real depth of people and humanity and love and kindness and compassion, and just knowing that there's a place for empathy there. There's a place for compassion. There's a place for meeting people where they are.
Absolutely. You know, and of course, you know, there's bad apples in every bunch, you know, and all of that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. But absolutely. But the issue that we're having, while there are bad apples, you won't notice the bad apples if they've got a home inn to go to, right?
Exactly.
Now, if that bad
exactly.
apple is standing in the middle of the street, yeah, you're going to notice it a lot more. But if that bad apple goes and just does their bad apple stuff in a house, then we kind of tend to forget about that until it hits the statistics.
Right, exactly. But it's amazing the work that y'all are doing. And I don't, folks, but I don't know, how can you listen to this and have this not warm your heart to understand? I mean, these incredible, powerful women that were homeless, but now, and then, so they totally understand this from the inside out and have put together a phenomenal program to help these homeless animals and the people that love them. And so they provide supplies, you know, food and leashes and collars and coats and toys and treats and that sort of thing. But as Amanda said, at this time of year when it gets so cold, they provide for the human animal as well. So tents and sleeping bags and blankets and coats and gloves and all that sort of stuff. So now is the time of year.
Mm-hmm. We also, I just want to point out to everybody as well that we also will refer people for, we pay for emergency vet care for some of the animals. So like if there's a dog that's been hit or something like that. And so we will take them to our vet. And so we have a veterinarian on call that does that work for us, Greenwood Vet. They're really amazing. So we're always needing help with that because there's just no emergency care like that. So we provide that. We also provide foster homes for, like, if somebody goes in the hospital for a couple weeks or, you know, whatever the situation is where they need, you know, that time to be able to do what they need to do and have the animal be safe. And we are looking for fosters right now.
So isn't that fabulous? You know, Laura and Amanda, they've got all the bases covered. You know, if you get, you know, a homeless person has to go in rehab or have some medical procedures and can't take their animals, you know, they're like most of us, like me, I wouldn't leave my animal. So my animal, I would have to know that my animal was cared for in order that I would take time to take care of myself. But Seattle Dogs takes care of that. And I know sometimes you've partnered with a boarding facility that will board them. But now you're establishing a foster kind of a group that can foster homeless dogs for a while their people are busy getting what they need.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. So if somebody's interested in saying and that wants to be a foster for Seattle Dogs Homeless and help out, what's the best way for them to do that? How do they contact you?
Seattledogs.info.
Yeah, that's the website.
The website is the best way. And that has all the links there. And there's so many things people can do to support. Even if you can't financially support us or give us time or anything like that, you can help spread the word. Let people know that there's a resource out there. You never know who they might come into contact with, and it could save a life.
Absolutely. And it's also time to step up at this point with donations, food and supplies and all of that sort of thing, but also the tents and the sleeping bags and the coats and the gloves and all that stuff for the human animals.
Laura made me a list.
Okay. Why don't you tell us? I tell you what, let's go, because it's time for us to take care of our advertisers. here. And so let's go ahead and do that. Then we'll come back. And Amanda's going to share with us Laura's list of what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program needs right now. And we'll give you all the contact information and how to take care of all of that. And by the way, oh, we're still looking. We've got to find a used van or pick up with Canopy for them to deliver all this stuff. And that just has to happen. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. We'll talk more with Amanda from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program shortly. We continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, just gotta love those jingle cats. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And Nathan's got his Abby on the dog supplement. I've got my Robbie on it. It brought his coat totally back. He looks lovely now. You can get it online, NuProSupplements.com, or a lot of pet stores. I get mine at Bridges up in Snohomish. So check it out. Check out Natasha Venter at angelicclarifications.com. She's got discounted readings going on through the end of the year, if I remember it correctly. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates and you get links on the website and interviews on the show. So all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone, give me a call, 360-217-7258. And it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we are just finishing up with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And today we're talking to Amanda. Good morning again, Amanda.
Good morning.
All righty. So let's see. We were talking about all of the great things that you guys do at Seattle Dogs and all the supplies that you need and so forth. So if you said Laura gave you a list, right?
She did. She did.
All right. So what's on Laura's want list?
Okay. First, before the wants, she said that I am to tell you thank you very much for your donation.
I'm figuring it out. Martha's joining the new world. I figured out how to set up a regular monthly donation to Seattle Dogs. So I'm just going on technical.
Thank
but
you very much for that.
So you got it. So it worked. I did it right, huh?
You did.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that'll be coming to you every month. I mean, I'm glad to be able to help. And by golly, in a little bit, we're going to find you a van or a truck. So anyway, but I appreciate Laura saying thank you. And I'm glad to know that I was successful. So yes, what else is on? What's on her list?
Okay. So besides monetary donations, people can call Greenwood Vet and donate directly towards our vet bill.
Greenwood Animal Hospital is the correct name. Greenwood Animal Hospital. And if you call them, you can call them and you say you would want to donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a phone number for them?
I do not right now.
I usually do. Anyway, it's Greenwood Animal Hospital in Seattle, and all you gotta do is call them and tell them you want to donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program.
Yes. We need potty pads for like little dogs. We need blankets, men's and women's socks, thermals, food for people. With the food, keep in mind that there's a lot of dental issues, so please, try to stay away from like hard granola bars and things like that. A lot of people cannot eat them.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's something I throw in there just for my own knowledge. When I go do outreach, I just let people know right away because it's a really popular thing, and like I love them. I could eat them, but I know that the majority of people really do. Dental is a really big issue out there, and so it's to try to stay away from anything that's really hard. And it's very hard to prepare food. So,
Right. So keep that in mind.
And water. We need water. It is hard to get, fresh water right now out there. So we're having a lot of like dehydration issues. So if we could get,
so you're just talking like the plastic jugs of water you get at the grocery store.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Water. We need water. Food, socks, hot hands. Anything that you can think of, like if you had to be out there for more than 3 hours, what would you want to keep yourself warm if you couldn't go anywhere?
Yeah, makes sense.
You can donate a gift card through via Chewy, Amazon, Walmart, Target, or donate cash via PayPal. There, you can drop off supplies at All the Best Pet Care on Stone or a Dog's Dream Pet Store in White Center. Or we are also at the Soto Food Bank on Mondays from 4 to 6.
All right. And that's downtown Seattle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Just circling back real quick, the phone number for Greenwood Animal Hospital, 206-528-3838.
Gosh, Nathan, you're so wonderful. So Greenwood Animal Hospital, if you call them, thank them for being there for Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And you can make your donation directly to that program. And Greenwood Animal Hospital, 206-528-3838. So thank you for that, Nathan. And now, Amanda, we know that you can get all the information you need about donations or make monetary donations by going to the Seattle Dogs website. That's seattledogs.info. And then if you don't do online or you hunt help, what's the phone number people can call to get a hold of you guys?
Just one moment. I'm ready for all of this. I am so sorry.
Oh, well, that's okay, because I can pull it up. I had to grab it earlier, but here we are. I know it's 206-519. Let's see, 1697. 206-519-1697 is the Seattle Dogs number. So Amanda, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a delight to hear your voice again and catch up, and would you please give a safe, big, wonderful hug to Laura for me.
I will. I definitely will. And everybody, too, know that you can follow us on social media. We're on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and there's always some good pictures coming up.
Wonderful. Spread the word. We have to support Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, because what better way to get people motivated to want to get off the street than to help them keep their animal friends and make sure that they're all safe. So thank you again, Manda, and we'll talk to you or Laura next year.
Yes, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I'm a Merry Christmas person. Okay, and whatever
well,
else you
Christmas.
Do. Okay, God bless. Talk to you next month.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, we get to switch gears now, and we are going to address all you human animals out there. And I'm delighted to say that one of my Ananda favorites is joining us again. Only I think we're having a long distance communication today. We'll find out where the heck she is. But Sita Toko from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is joining us. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, there you are. But I understand usually you're either at the temple or you're at the community or you're at the farm. You're somewhere around here, but I don't think you're around here right now, are you?
No, I'm in the future. I'm 3 hours ahead.
<laughs> <laughs> So you're 3 hours ahead of us. And am I right? You're in Michigan?
I am. I'll tell you, the future looks good, so everyone rest assured.
At least the next 3 hours are okay, huh?
You're good.
We survived. Oh, that's fun. So now, are you on an Ananda mission, or are you on a vacation, or what are you doing back there?
I know. Why Michigan? I'm visiting family.
Oh, okay. I didn't need. So you've got family back there. Okay.
I do. There is an Ananda, Michigan here.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah, because I thought you do go travel back there from time to time for Ananda stuff, because you do have an Ananda group in Michigan.
Yeah, everything is online right now. There's nothing in person so
gotcha.
In Michigan, so no visits this trip.
All right, so you're back having an early holiday with your family?
That's right.
Well, wonderful. I hope you all have a wonderful time. And let's, for just to catch us up, just so we all know, what's the weather doing in Michigan right now?
Well, it's funny because I think it swapped with the Seattle area, because here it's unusually warm. It's unusually windy. We've had so much wind, and that's what was happening in Seattle. And I understand it's pretty cold there.
It's very cold here. It's still below freezing at my house. I had to get my hummingbird feeder heater out last night to warm up a hummingbird feeder. But yeah, it's chilly. It's really still. There is no wind. So you took our wind and warm weather with you. Well, when are you coming back with our warmer weather? When are you bringing it back, Sita?
Soon, I hope.
All right. Well, I suppose we because Sita and I have known each other for many, many years. If you're regulars, you know and we don't have to remember how long it's been, because years and years and years ago, Sita hired me to help her with her dog. And the time she was pregnant with her son, Josh.
He's 24 now.
No, 20. Yes. My gosh, can you believe that, Nathan? Her son John is 24 years old, and that's how long ago we met. I did a private counseling session with her when she was pregnant. Man. Anyway, so I think you're my longest known Ananda family member. So
yes, and we have a special. It was 7 years ago, so kind of a gap in there.
Yeah, amazing. Well, so anyway, so we don't get in trouble. We can't just visit here. I guess we better talk about what's going on. Because we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of cool stuff going on at Ananda, and a lot of great classes starting in January.
That's right. So, there's a bunch of great classes starting in January, and there's a lot of, celebratory happenings in December. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. So what should we talk about December and everything that's going on? You want to talk about the classes first? Where would you like to start?
Sure, we can start with December, since we are in December. Something fun for everyone is on December 11th, East West Bookshop, which is now temporarily located at the Ananda Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, is having a crystal show, and Ananda Farm from Kamano Island will be there with all their products and alpaca knits. And that is 11 to 3. It's open to everyone, so lots of fun there.
And this is December 11th?
Yeah, that's...
And this is going to... Now, I know because, you know, Bhima, who we talk to from time to time, you know, who runs the East West Bookshop. And like you said, you reminded everybody that it's now at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell temporarily. But I know he's been bringing in a lot more crystals. And I know his crystal shows have been really popular. December 11th, and is this going to be at the Blue Lotus Temple?
It'll be both. It'll be there and then in the yoga hall, which is...
Right. Well, they're all at the same location. So the temple and the yoga hall on December 11th, and usually you do some outdoor booths and so forth. But I don't know about this time of year and weather.
It'll be indoors.
It'll be indoors. Okay. Okay. And that's going to be the East West Crystal Show. And Ananda Farm products.
Right.
And so that's December 11th. And what are the hours?
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, great. All righty.
And the day before, I just realized there's the annual East-West offering called Spirit of the Season. It's on Zoom this year only. But when you go online to pre-register... And then you have to attend to receive it. You get a 25% off coupon for East West Bookstore. So that's pretty cool.
Oh,
and you probably can use it the next day.
Wow. I was going to say, yeah, if your timing is right here, folks, you could do the Spirit of the Season with East West and get a 25% discount and then go to the crystal sale on Sunday and spend it. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas gifts. Yeah, so if you're looking for crystals and farm products for Christmas gifts and so forth, December 11th from 11 to 3 at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall. That sounds great. So what else we got going on?
On December 19th, you know, we have Sunday guided meditation at 9 a.m. every Sunday, and then the Sunday service at 10 a.m. And on Sunday, December 19th, it's a special Christmas pageantry service. It's really sweet to have a play every year with the children who are little actors in it, and there's little gifts for the kids, and so that's a really lovely way to celebrate. And if you're not comfortable coming in, we do wear masks, but if you're not, you can watch it live streamed from home.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about all of the events pretty much these days are if they're in person but also online. So that makes it real good. And that's the December 19th service, special service. And it looks like there's actually, because I'm looking at the card I got related to December happenings, and was it Wode House Readers Theater on the 19th?
Mm-hmm. PG Wode House.
Okay. And that's at noon right after the service.
Right, both in person and online. And so P.G. Wode House is an author that Swami Kriyananda just loved. And just in that tradition, we'll do readings. Just a wonderful writer. And the plays are just so charming and fun.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. I don't know if you got anything between that. And I've got Christmas Eve candlelight services next on my list.
That's right. And just... there's so many offerings in December. They're free. They're open for everybody online and in person. And the easiest thing to do is to go to the website and just, you can just see what offerings there are and which ones you'd like to attend. And yes, there's the Christmas Eve candlelight service. There is the New Year's Eve service. Just a lot of ways to keep that light shining in this time of darkness.
Yeah, and I so love the fact that that there's online as well. You know, I had not missed a Christmas Eve candlelight service, you know, as long as I'd been with Ananda until last year. We didn't have one, you know, with the lockdowns and stuff.
Online, yeah.
But at least this way, and if you're not comfortable attending events in person, as I am not, and I'm very honest with all of you, I have very strict rules to keep myself and my clients safe, because I have to, and I choose to. So I attend these things online, and I'm just loving the fact that we have that option. I miss seeing all my friends, and especially Sita, since. Well, eventually we'll see each other in person again, and since and then actually be able to have a hug. So the Christmas Eve service online. There's also there's a Christmas morning music meditation. That's that's something new, isn't it?
It's something that shouldn't be on your card. So that went to the printer before we were able to remove it. So. But if you go to the website, it shows that it's been canceled,
All right. Well, that makes sense. All right. But then the New Year's Eve service is still going to happen, right? 7 to 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve?
That's right.
And that's online and in person. I will do that online. But I do find that New Year's Eve service, you know, I've attended that pretty much every year, you know, online, if I couldn't do it in person since we started that. But that's really a wonderful way to start off the new year, you know, to get yourself spiritually grounded through that.
Yeah. And not only that, that's on a Friday night, and on Saturday, January 1st. I feel like there should be a drum roll, but for more 9 a.m. yoga class, he's going to go into having it hybrid with masks, of course. So that'll be our first yoga class of 2022, and it'll kick off having some of our yoga classes both in person and online. But, of course, everyone who's in person needs to be masked. But
That's going to be January 1st, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
That's New Year's Day. Morley's
New
doing
Year's
class.
Day.
Wow. Yep. Well, bless his heart for that. All right. Well, let's see. That brings us to the end of the year, and the beginning of the new year. And looking at the clock, we need to take care of advertisers so we don't run out of time. Let's do that. Then we'll come back with Sita and switch gears and talk about all the great classes coming up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Gotta love those jingle cats.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Oh, I gotta love those chicken cats and roasting chestnuts. Are there chestnuts in Michigan? I don't know. Let's find out. Hey, Sita, you got chestnuts in Michigan?
Yes, lots of them.
Yeah, I haven't had chestnuts since I was in grade school, and we'd go after school, go to the Laurelhurst playfield and pick the chestnuts off the ground and open them up. And I love chestnuts, but I haven't had them for a long time. Anyway, we heard over the break, we heard from Nels Rasmussen. Normal website is operational, healingministryforanimals.com, and he's still got the at-home program. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And remember, Jude Ponton is back in business at Whispering Dragon Center. She's working Wednesdays and Fridays these days, and she's got, you know, gift certificates ready. So if you would like to gift the area's premier sound healer for Acutonics and gongs or chiropractic, she's got gift certificates ready for the holidays. All you got to do is you can go through the website, whispering-dragon.com. You can email her, resonate@whispering-dragon.com, or just give her a call. She can send you a gift certificate, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are talking with Sita Toko from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. She's visiting family, having an early holiday celebration back in Michigan. And she took the wind and the warm weather with her. So I'm hoping she'll come back with the warmer weather because it's too cold for me. Well, actually, it could be a lot colder. I'm okay with where it is right now. Because everything's working in my house. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about in terms of classes coming up and so forth. So what's going on at the Ananda Institute these days?
Well, starting in January, you can learn how to meditate in a small classroom setting, online only right now on Zoom. And it's a four-week program, 1 hour a week, and you learn all of the basics of meditation, and from how to sit to where to look to, is meditation stopping your thoughts? Is that like what we're really focusing on? No. And what happens is we learn these techniques and the thoughts, we begin just to notice them and they begin to recede. So there's that.
Wonderful. And that starts January 4th. And that's online only. Are you teaching that class?
I'm co-leading it with Robin Mattis.
Okay.
Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 7:30.
6:30 to 7:30, Tuesday evening starting January 4th, and with Sita and Robin. You know, how fun was that? But and I know we've talked about it, that you couldn't even stand to sit in a chair for like a minute when you started to learn to meditate. So if Sita can do it, anybody can do it. It'd be a great way to start off the new year. I can't, as a matter of fact, can't think of anything that would be better for you to do for yourselves personally than learn to meditate if you're not doing that. So that is learn to meditate January 4th, and then sounds like yoga is the next subject, huh?
Yeah, so yoga teacher training starts on January 15th, and that's open to anyone who wants to deepen their own practice of yoga or actually train to become a yoga teacher. And you don't even need to know that going in. You know, there's nothing you have to sign. It's just see what happens and see where it takes you. It'll take you somewhere wonderful, whether it's teaching or not.
Yeah, and a lot of people think when you see yoga teacher training that, well, you'd want to teach to take this class. But like you said, that isn't necessary. A lot of people take this class not because they have any interest in teaching yoga classes, but like you said, they want to deepen their own personal practice and learn more for themselves. And this is a great way to go in depth and learn more, especially now that we have Dr. Venkatro. You know, I mean, Morley is the only one I know that has a PhD in yoga.
That's right. Yeah. And it's fabulous. And it's really for every body. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I can't do yoga. I don't have a yoga body. Or it's like, if you have a body, you have a yoga body, because everybody can do yoga. So just kind of getting rid of those preconceived notions of who yoga is for and isn't for. And I think a lot of people are relieved when they come to Ananda yoga classes that, you know, it's all different ages, all different body sizes and types and abilities. And it's not about looking like a pretzel or becoming a pretzel. It's about that inner experience, using the body to have that deep inner experience. So I hope that can shift some of the misconceptions there are about yoga and who it's for.
Yeah, because you have lots of little adjustments and things that they can do that make it easier for folks that don't have the same mobility as others. And you can do yoga in a chair. It doesn't, there's no excuses anymore. Because, my body just can't do that sort of stuff. Well, there's something you can do, and there are ways to do it. So the yoga teacher training begins January 15th. So what day of the week and how long does it last and all of that stuff?
So yoga teacher training goes through May. It's every other weekend, and you can do it in person masked or online only.
Oh, so this is a long duration going to May. So I think it's a 12 or 13 week class, isn't it? And it's every other week.
Yeah, it's every other weekend. So we try to accommodate people who have full-time jobs during the week so they can do it every other weekend and still have it every other weekend to be with family or do other things. So it is long because it's set up to be long on purpose to make it more approachable to more people.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. And gosh, and once again, it is so nice that we have the option of both in person, if you're comfortable with that, or online. And I think the online version makes it a whole lot more accessible to so many more people that would not be able, that are too far to make the trip in, or that, you know, don't feel comfortable doing that. It just has made it so much more accessible. And then it looks like, what, we've got the most popular class coming up.
Yes, yes. And the Raja Yoga Intensive starts Thursday, January 20th. It's on Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. And it's led by Dr. Morley Venkatrao. I'll be assisting him. And it's a 14 or 13-week dive every Thursday evening into yoga philosophy, meditation, Patanjali's Eightfold Path, diet, yoga postures, chanting. It's a very rich, a very in-depth, and a very inspiring program.
And I think it's kind of where most of us start, I think.
That's right.
And at least that's where I started with Ananda, because I was interested in, I wanted Kriya Yoga. So my friend Krista and I both wanted to learn Kriya Yoga, and going through the Raja Intensive, of course, is a prerequisite to learning the Kriya Yoga. So that's where we started. And boy, what a great foundation it is. It's a wonderful class. I've actually been through it twice, I think.
Right.
So you You can take it. It's so good that you'll want to repeat it from time to time. And yeah. That begins January 20th. And that too goes for quite a while.
Right. That goes through April. And that's once a week on Thursday evenings with Morley.
Well, you get Dr. Morley and Sita. It doesn't get better than that.
See how many ands we can add. And Morley is scheduled to be on your show in January. So talk about it.
Yeah, we get blessed with Dr. Morley Venkatro's presence the first Sunday of January. He will be doing our Ananda interview. And of course, it's always wonderful to I swear I could listen to him read the phone book. I love listening to his voice. And he's just such an enchanting speaker and has got such great stories. And boy, if you have an opportunity to take classes from him, you just really don't want to miss that. Dr. Morley and Sita, you've got the Raja Intensive starting January 20th. You've got with Morley again, Dr. Morley, the yoga teacher training starting on January 15th. He's going to be a busy man coming up here.
Yes.
And then Learn to Meditate with Sita and Robin on January 4th. That's another great class. And you can find out about all of these classes by going to AnandaWa or AnandaWashington.org. Either works. AnandaWa.org. And you'll find all of the stuff there and you can get signed up. So Sita, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday, with your family to join us. It's been so good to hear your voice. And I hope you have a wonderful early holiday celebration with your family and a nice trip home.
Thank you, Martha.
All righty. God bless you. Have a wonderful time. And I hope to see you soon, if only online. So God bless. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, golly whiz, that wraps us up for another edition of Animal World. We've started the holiday season here with the Jingle Cats. They'll be with us through the month of December and welcome in the new year. And then we will get back to our regular format after the new year. And my gosh, we're almost 2022, Nathan. So I just want to thank you so much. Thank you for the snow-covered Christmas trees and the snow and your reindeer antlers and nose. It was really wonderful. And you have a wonderful week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.